You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. The director of the Union of Concerned Scientists Nuclear Safety Project is speaking today in Southwest Michigan. David Lochbaum will speak at the Bernhard Center at Western Michigan University at noon today, and then he will be at the Beach Haven Event Center in South Haven tonight, beginning at 7 o'clock. And David Lochbaum joins us in studio. Good morning. Thank you for being with us.
Good morning, Gordon.
Let's begin by talking about the Palisades nuclear plant. You'll be speaking there not too far from there later tonight. There was a report from the Union of Concerned Scientists that said that regulators are, quote, tolerating the intolerable. And it finds that the Palisades plant is one of the top three plants in the nation with significant safety risks or what are called near misses. For people who live near that plant or just in the region, how great a risk is that plant to their safety?
Well, they have reason to be concerned because the plant has been experiencing events that put it closer to meltdown than the typical plant in the United States. Compounding that problem is that the Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the federal watchdog, has been allowing that plant to operate for extended periods of times with conditions that are simply not accepted by safety regulations. So they are, in essence, tolerating the intolerable.
Now, NRC spokeswoman Victoria Mittling responded to this report and said that that they were not showing lax regulation or oversight. She pointed to special inspections that she said, quote, show the NRC is doing its job to protect the public and the environment by finding and correcting problems early before they can cause real harm. Does she have a point?
Not a valid point. The NRC's regulations required Palisades to shut down within 6 hours of a leak it had last August. The plant operated for 30 days. With the condition that safety dictated to be shut down within 6 hours. The NRC sent a special team in there, looked that, wrote that all up, and didn't take any sanctions. In addition, Palisades has never, ever, for a minute, over the last three decades, met fire protection regulations. Those are the NRC's fire protection regulations. So the NRC's job is not to set the safety bar and then watch Palisades limbo beneath it. That's not the purpose of the safety bar.
So, in other words, if I'm hearing you correctly, the problem isn't necessarily the rules and regulations in place. It's the enforcement of them that the NRC is falling short on, in your opinion.
Exactly. I mean, we're not arguing that the safety bar set at too low a level to protect the lives of Americans. The safety bar is at the right level, it's just that Palisades is limboing beneath it, and the NRC is watching that.
Last month marked the two-year anniversary of the disaster at a nuclear plant in Japan. That, of course, followed an earthquake and a tsunami there. The Union of Concerned Scientists has been looking at power plants in the United States, nuclear power plants, to determine if they could handle some sort of a large-scale disaster. What's the report card there?
Well, basically, if any U.S. plant had been faced with the same challenge that Fukushima was, the outcome would have been the same. The good news is that we're learning from Japan's tragedy. There are plans in place to make our plants less vulnerable to what happened at Fukushima. The bad news is that those are safety IOUs at the moment, and we need to quicken the pace to getting those in the rearview mirror behind us to make our plants as robust as possible against those kind of challenges.
Explain what you mean by safety IOUs.
For example, there are a number of plans in place to provide better power protection against power interruptions, which was the big problem at Fukushima. There are good plans in place so that there's less of a likelihood that our workers will be left without power. But again, those are plans in place. Those are IOUs. Once those fixes are implemented, then our plants will be better protected against those kind of challenges. But again, IOUs don't protect anybody.
Christian Science Monitor had a story on this. You're quoted in it, but they also quote a University of Michigan professor of nuclear engineering, John Lee. He says nuclear plants in the U.S. are safer than they have ever been because of regulations introduced to ensure that a plant would not lose critical cooling functions in the case of a terrorist attack or another outage. Is he correct on that?
Yes. After 9/11, I assume that's what he's referring to,
yes.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission required safety upgrades at nuclear power plants to protect against a suicide aircraft and the damage it could incur. And that's true. But the downside of that was that that was specifically designed against a suicide aircraft. So many plant owners put all of that equipment in warehouses, training facilities, et cetera, that might be damaged by an earthquake or tornado or hurricane or other things. So all that safety net might be lost by the very event that requires the need for it. There are plans in place to put that in more diverse or more robust locations so it can be used against suicide aircraft threats as well against natural threats.
About 30 seconds left. Is that maybe the way to look at this is there needs to be a broader view of, yes, there could be a suicide aircraft, there could be an earthquake, but there could be any number of other things as well.
Yeah, the best protection, safety protection, is something that can be used in a wide arena of threats rather than just specific protections against specific threats. That gives you the greatest opportunity to protect against everything rather than just a scripted accident.
David Lochbaum, thank you for your time this morning.
Thank you, Gordon.
David Lochbaum is the director of the Union of Concerned Scientists Nuclear Safety Project. He will speak today at Western Michigan University. He is also scheduled to speak tonight in South Haven. A link with details on his appearances can be found at our website, wmuk.org.